I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. The American government has been trying to send a message. Migrants without papers, stay home. A lot of countries in Europe are also conveying that message. There is one exception, Spain. Ever since a left-leaning government took power this year, Spain has been laying out the welcome mat for migrants. The country's foreign minister has said Europe needs new blood to compensate for a low birth rate. Now with Italy closing its doors, Spain has become the main route for migrants to get to Europe. But what happens to migrants who choose to settle down in Spain? Catarina Fernandez-Martins has a story of two men in the town of Jerez de la Frontera in southern Spain, one a migrant from sub-Saharan Africa. The other is a local who's trying to help him.
Issa Abdu was just 10 years old when he said goodbye to his parents in Cameroon and began a long journey north. He dreamed of becoming a soccer star in Spain.
I bought a geography book and studied the map to check the borders with Europe. I saw Morocco and Spain and realized it was very near and I could do it.
It took him nearly 10 years, but he finally made it to Spain in 2007.
Juega Iván Camacho, Basir, Karim.
He goes by the name Karim now. Karim isn't a soccer star, but he does play on a professional club team in Jerez. It's called Alma de Africa, Soul of Africa. Alma de Africa includes 25 players of 15 different nationalities, as well as locals.
Que llueve, que nieva, que caen rayo, que caen vacas. Del cielo se entrena. ¿Está claro?
Alejandro Benítez is the club president. 4 years ago, he helped turn a group of immigrant friends playing pickup games into a team.
En un principio hicimos el equipo y no decidimos que fuera de inmigrantes africanos, que eran los que estaban en ese grupo de chicos que jugaban.
We built the team around those African immigrants. Some migrant associations here told us to include some Spaniards to promote the integration from within.
Benítez is a real estate and insurance agent. But Alma de Africa has become the center of his life.
Yo he tenido que hipotecar mucho tiempo de mi trabajo, de mi familia para.
I invest a lot of family and work time in these players. I do it because I believe I have a responsibility towards them. My reward is their gratitude and their happiness for the fact they have the chance to feel equal to everyone else here. They call Alma de Africa their family in Spain.
Karim calls Benítez Prezi, short for president. When Karim needs help, he calls on Benítez. Spain is probably the most welcoming European country for immigrants now. But here in Andalusia, there's growing frustration that their region has become the new frontier for those trying to reach Europe. And there's no clear plan on how to accommodate them. Michelle Bustillo is a social worker who helps migrants.
It's not enough to give migrants some clothing and food. We need a real integration policy.
Faced with the highest unemployment rates in the country and a surge in arrivals, some in Jerez are turning against migrants.
Now people are repeating xenophobic rumors. They're saying migrants are stealing their jobs and spreading diseases.
That might help explain why an anti-immigrant party won 12 seats in the Andalusian parliament this month, the first time a far-right party made it into the government since Spain became a democracy. Benítez is worried about this, but he's not happy with Spain's integration model either. He says it treats migrants like children.
Se le intenta dar facilidades a ellos, intentar que puedan.
The system gives them everything, like housing and job training, without demanding commitment from their side. They grow accustomed to getting everything for free.
That means newcomers don't get the tools they need to lead independent lives here, he says. And it feeds into the unrealistic expectations some migrants have when they arrive. The players of Alma de Africa are no exception. And that's not always easy for Benítez to admit.
Algunos mal pensados piensan que se está lucrando esta asociación.
Some are suspicious. We are using them to make money. Others believe they should be paid like Messi or Cristiano because they believe all players are paid in Europe. This creates tension. It's disappointing sometimes.
The club doesn't have enough money to pay the players. So Benitez veers between feeling responsible for them and resenting them for demanding too much. Most of the team's immigrant players scrape by with seasonal jobs as beach vendors or construction workers. Karim says he appreciates what Benitez does for him, but he feels resentful too. When he's not playing with Almaty Africa, Karim watches soccer on TV. He has never had a steady job in the 12 years he has lived in Spain, and he is not working now. Karim says he left Cameroon filled with high hopes. Not long after he got here, he says he realized he had made a mistake. He didn't become a star like Ronaldo or Messi, and he hasn't seen his family in 18 years.
Sí sabía que la vida realidad que yo no venía. Yo no salía de mi casa. Yo me quedaba ahí con mi familia.
If I knew then what I know now, I would have stayed with my family. Life here is tough. It's not what we think it is. We waste a lot of time here.
Karim is ambivalent about Spain, but he says he can't go back. For better or for worse, Spain is home now, and Almaty Africa is his family. For the World, Catarina Fernandes Martins, Redes de la Frontera.